as we saw in the video, or heard in the video, Srila Prabhupada left Bombay to go to Vrindavan. And many events took place along the way, but just maybe 2 days before Govardhan Puja, maybe 3 days, Srila Prabhupada was discussing about going on a bullock cart, because His Holiness Lokanath Swami had come to Vrindavan after traveling to different holy places by bullock cart on Prabhupada's instruction. So he gave a report to Srila Prabhupada about the group's travels, and Srila Prabhupada was very enlivened by the report. And to encourage Lokanath Swami and to emphasize the program, and for whatever other reasons, Srila Prabhupada said that, you know, he would like to go on a bullock cart now to visit different holy places. So, and then he said he would begin by going to Govardhan Hill to participate in Govardhan Puja with the Vrajavasis. So, you know, Lokanath Swami was very enthusiastic, and Trivikram Swami was part of the team that was going to organize the bullock cart. So some of the devotees, they were enthusiastic about the idea. But others, led by His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami and others, they felt that Srila Prabhupada was not well enough to travel. And, you know, Tamal Krishna Goswami said that to Srila Prabhupada that, you know, we want you to travel. You know, we want more than anyone for you to travel, but why now? You know, first you should recover some more. And then you can travel. You know, you're just starting to make progress and the medicine is working, so why throw it all away now? You know, continue to take the medicine and follow the prescription of the doctor, and then when you feel better, we can travel and go everywhere. So there was so polarization took place among the devotees. One group felt that the disciples should just follow the orders of the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada had expressed his desire to go to Govardhan Hill in the bullock cart, and the duty of the disciples is just to follow the order of the spiritual master, not question it. And the other group said that Srila Prabhupada is too fragile to travel on a bullock cart. I mean, actually, Srila Prabhupada's body had almost no flesh on it. It was pretty much just skin and bones. And Tamal Krishna Goswami and others felt that even if we put a mattress on the bullock cart, but because the roads were so bad and just the nature of bullock carts was such that Srila Prabhupada would be jostled on the way and he would feel a lot of pain, and he could even leave his body on the way. So, you know, two groups formed, and most of the personal servants to Malkrishna Goswami, Bhavananda Maharaj, Bhakti Churu Swami, Bhakti Srup Damodar Maharaj, they all felt that Srila Prabhupada should not go. And Hansaduta Prabhu and Bharadraj Prabhu and Lokanath Swami, maybe Trivikram Swami, they felt, you know, that we should just obey Srila Prabhupada's instruction and not question it. So one night, just before the day of Govardhan Puja, Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj came to visit Srila Prabhupada. And I heard that Srila Prabhupada said that he was a Paramahansa, but in any case, he was a Vaishnava, and he was always absorbed in Harinam. So he came to visit, and His Holiness Bhakti Churu Swami was in the room when he came. And Tamal Krishna Goswami and Bhavananda Prabhu were upstairs in what was Srila Prabhupada's bedroom when he was healthier upstairs. So I already have it. So Bhakti Churu Swami wanted to approach Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj to request him to ask Srila Prabhupada not to go. And meanwhile, Goswami Maharaj and Bhavananda Maharaj came down, and they said to Srila Prabhupada that, "Srila Prabhupada, we're just besides ourselves with anxiety because, you know, we don't think that you can bear the travel by bullock cart to go over downhill." And, you know, Prabhupada said, "So you want that I should stay?" So I said, "Yes, Srila Prabhupada, that's what we want. We want that you should stay." So, and they repeated, you know, that we're in too much anxiety. And then Srila Prabhupada said that, "You know, you're my right hand," or part of it he addressed to Babaji Maharaj, but basically said, "You know, I don't want you to be in anxiety, so I won't go." And then they were very relieved and jubilant. And then Srila Prabhupada turned to Babaji Maharaj and said, "You know, just see how much they love me." So, you know, the evening, you know, concluded very nicely for the devotees in the room. And you know, we stayed, and there was quiet kirtan, and different devotees were massaging different parts of Srila Prabhupada's body. But when the news reached the others, who were of the other opinion, you know, they became agitated, and, you know, they said that, you know, this is not right. Srila Prabhupada wanted to go, and we shouldn't have asked him not to go. Again, the duty of the disciple is to execute the order of the spiritual master without question. So anyway, Govardhan Puja came and went, and you know, the next day was also the next day was a little quiet, but the devotees were still hopeful. And then the day after, Srila Prabhupada withdrew his consciousness at about 7 in the morning. The doctor asked him if he would take anything to drink, and you know, Srila Prabhupada replied in Hindi, I have no desire. And then Srila Prabhupada didn't speak for the rest of the day. He was in internal consciousness. And then the Kaviraj said that the signs are such that today may be the last day. So, you know, things were sort of as usual, although outside there were meetings and talks about arranging for Srila Prabhupada's samadhi. And then later in the afternoon, when it seemed that Srila Prabhupada will not come back to external consciousness, the leaders sort of opened the doors for all the devotees to come in, men and women. Anyone could come in then. And there was kirtan, continuous kirtan, until the end, about 7:26. And Srila Prabhupada, you know, sort of opened his mouth and departed. And then, you know, there was kirtan. I mean, crying, a lot of crying and kirtan. And some of Prabhupada's godbrothers came. Narayan Maharaj came and he led kirtan, and Babaji Maharaj led kirtan. And there was kirtan throughout the night. And then in the morning, well, as it is, Srila Prabhupada was put on a palanquin and taken around the Krishna Balaram Mandir the same night. And then he was placed on his Vyasasan in the Krishna Balaram Mandir. And then we did kirtan at his lotus feet throughout the night. Then in the morning he was taken on the palanquin to the major temples of Vrindavan. And then he was brought back to the Krishna Balaram Mandir and put in samadhi. So, anyway, there were different formalities, of course. Tamal Krishna Goswami was the main organizer of all the events then, and he went into the whole where the different items were placed with Srila Prabhupada in samadhi. And then devotees all put earth into the samadhi and filled up the hole, and then there was a mound, a little mound on top, and then there was a tulsi plant placed there. And then there was, I think 2 weeks later, there was a big feast, and Srila Prabhupada said he wanted the remnants of the feast to be distributed. Well, yes, of course, everyone would be invited, but specifically he wanted remnants of the feast to be delivered to the mahants of all the main temples in Vrindavan, the Goswamis. And on one of, maybe the next day after he left, or maybe the third day, one of the mahants from Radha Damodar temple came, I think Gaurachand Goswami. And he came to I guess it must have been near the samadhi, but there was some brick way, some pathway, and he came with his cane, and he was like sort of banging his cane on the bricks, and he was saying, "Swami Maharaj, Swami Maharaj, are you there? I know you're there. Swami Maharaj, I know you're there." So then, I guess after 2 weeks, there was a pandal in front of the temple by the samadhi, and different Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, were invited, and they spoke. Vishwambar Goswami from the Radharaman temple spoke very nicely. And then there was a feast. And then the next morning, there was a car, Tamal Krishna Goswami, Bhavananda Maharaj, maybe Abhiram Prabhu, myself, we're all going to Delhi to fly to Calcutta with some flowers from the samadhi that we were going to take to Mayapur for the Pushpa Samadhi there. So we arrived in Calcutta, went to the Calcutta temple, and many devotees came to meet us. I remember Sitaram Daga, who was a good friend of Srila Prabhupada's, he came. And some of Prabhupada's children came. I think Vrindavan Chandra came and Sulakshmana came. And I remember one of them, maybe Sulakshmana, one of them asked, now that Srila Prabhupada is gone, like when Prabhupada was there, we could always go to him and he would always talk to us about Krishna. So now that Srila Prabhupada is gone, who will do that? And, Tamal Krishna Goswami was very serious and he said, "That is a good question." So, we met them, and then in the morning we went to Mayapur, and there was a big ceremony there for putting the flowers. It was a similar ceremony with a deep hole, and then whereas in Vrindavan we'd place Srila Prabhupada's transcendental body there, here we put the flowers. The same thing, filled in the dirt and made a mound and had the installed a tulsi plant. And then from there, Tamal Krishna Goswami and I traveled to Bombay to get ready for the grand opening of the Juhu Temple. And we stayed in a room, one of the rooms in the ashram, he and I. Like two thin mattresses on the floor. And I remember maybe you need to take rest, Guptaji. So not immediately, but after the temple opened, Tamal Krishna Goswami stayed and he was preaching. And according to the system, I guess it was after Gaur Purnima, yeah. And, according to the system, then he was designated as the guru for Bombay. So I remember the doctor, Dr. Om Prakash Agarwal. He started coming and associating with Jamal Krishna Goswami and started to think of him as his spiritual master. And, you know, he was just very enthusiastic. And so one day he came and sort of, you know, like came for darshan of Jamal Krishna Goswami in the room where the two of us were staying. And then after he left, Goswami Maharaj commented that, you know, he was feeling the ecstasy of meeting and we were feeling the ecstasy of separation, or something like that. And then the Juhu Temple opened. And like I mentioned in the video, you know, we really did feel that Srila Prabhupada was present. And, you know, there's a full-page article in Newsweek magazine with color photos. Then the magazines were almost all black and white, and they would just have a few pages in color. But the page about Juhu had several color photos. But coming back to the original story and why I asked for the Bhagavatam, although my relationship was more with Jamal Krishna Goswami and the other servants, still, I wasn't completely sure about the whole controversy, because what the other side said also had truth to it, that the disciples meant to execute the order of the spiritual master and not try to, you know, question it or change it. And, you know, they had brought up all the points before, you know, that to Srila Prabhupada that he may die on the way and so on. And Prabhupada said, you know, I will not die, rather I will get cured if I go to Govardhan Hill. But the same, you know, whatever Prabhupada said just seemed to, each side would take whatever Srila Prabhupada said as support of their position. So the side that felt that we should just follow Prabhupada's instructions said, see, Srila Prabhupada said he won't die, rather he'll be cured. So they felt completely confirmed in their position. And the other side said, you know, but what does that mean? You know, it means he's probably going to leave his body and that'll be the cure. He'll get his spiritual body. So it was just the same controversy in a different form. And they were saying, you know, you can't interpret. We just have to accept the order. So I wasn't really quite sure, you know. So maybe two days after Srila Prabhupada left, I went into his room in Vrindavan, and the second volume of the 10th canto had just come. And it was, you know, it was in the bookshelf behind Srila Prabhupada's bed. So I chanted for a while, then I sat down behind the bed and I picked up the volume. And I was looking through it, and then I came to one or two verses that that in my mind answered the question at the time. So this is the verse. 10:9:19. Evam sandarshita yanga harina brityavat syastha savasena pi krishnena yasedam sheshvaram vashe. O Maharaj Parikshit, this entire universe with its great exalted demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and Lord Indra is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet the Supreme Lord has one transcendental attribute. He comes under the control of his devotees. This was now exhibited by Krishna in this pastime. So then I thought that is what happened, that although no disciple, and in fact no human being could control Srila Prabhupada, but he voluntarily came under the control of his disciples or the love of his disciples. And many devotees commented, including Tamal Krishna Goswami, that Srila Prabhupada had acted with us in such a way at the end as to bring out our spontaneous affection for him and sort of bring us beyond just following the rules and regulations so that we would actually feel transcendental affection for him and express our affection for him. And the night that, you know, Tamal Krishna Goswami and Bhavananda Prabhu came down from upstairs and Bhakti Chura Swami was there with Babaji Maharaj, you know, Tamal Krishna Goswami commented to Srila Prabhupada that, you know, that the way you're dealing with us, you know, we were like practically going mad with anxiety, and the way you're dealing with us is just bringing out our affection for you more and more. And Srila Prabhupada said, that is my duty. So, in conclusion, I felt that was what Srila Prabhupada was doing at the end.